Hello?
Hi,
Hi.
am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. John at Legal Intake. I have a new claimant on the line for Depo-Vera,
Okay.
and her name is Takara Nichols.
And then is her phone number the 214-869-2642 number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see. Hello, Turkera.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depo-Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
No, sir.
Okay. You haven't signed anything with anyone, right?
No, sir, I haven't signed anything.
No? Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed with meningioma?
September of 2023.
September of 2023, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and only because I need to put a day on here as well, do you want me to just put the first? Or.
You can put the first.
I can put the first? Okay. It just has to be like an estimate of when you were diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
And then what's your date of birth?
12/20/2001.
Okay, you said 12/20/2001?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see. 12/20/2001. That's almost coming up here. Well, happy early birthday there. Take care of.
Thank you. I
Of
appreciate it.
course. Let me see here. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? If not, it's
No.
okay.
No, sir.
Okay. And then, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever switch to the generic, or was it always Depo-Provera?
That was Provera.
It was always Depo-Provera.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four shots before you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And then I just have to ask this question, but did you use Depo-Provera after the year 1992?
Yes, sir.
Yes. When did you start using it, to the best of your knowledge?
Around July of 2020.
Okay, July of 2020. And then just because I do need to put a day, do you want me to put the first again?
Yes, sir. Invest. Yes, sir.
Okay. Around the first. And then when did you stop using it?
September of 2023.
Okay. September of 2023. Should I put the first as well for that, or do you kind of know when you stopped using
You can put around the fifth
it? Around the
or
fifth?
the first. Yes, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
Okay, I'll put the fifth here.
Okay.
September 5th of 2023. Let me see. Now, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Female, okay. And then for your first name, I have it spelled here as Tarkera, Tarkera.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a middle name or no?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
R.
R for Rachel or Raquel?
Renee.
Renee.
Yes, sir.
All right, Renee, Renee. Last name Nichols, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Nichols.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a suffix in your name, like junior, the second, or the third, or no?
No, sir.
Okay, and then Tarkera, what's your social, please?
630-80-6189.
Okay, let me see if I got this correct. You said 630-8061-89?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then for your email, I have it here as Kara with two A's,
Yes.
2400 at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your primary phone number is 214-869-2642.
Yes, sir.
Is this a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then do you prefer that we contact you by giving you a call, text, or email?
Either is fine.
Okay, I'll just put phone call here. And then when's the best time to give you a call? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
After 12
After 12, oh.
evenings.
Evenings? Okay. Okay, I'll put evenings for that. And then what's your primary contact address now? Where are you staying?
In Mesquite.
What's the address?
The address you have from Mesquite.
Let me see here.
The 1931 Cheshire Creek
19
place.
1931
Cheshire.
How do you spell that?
Cheshire Creek place.
Mesquite, Texas.
Mesquite. Yes, 75181.
Okay, I have 1931 Cheshire Creek Place, Mesquite, Texas, 75181. Is this a house or apartment number?
A house.
A house, got it. Okay. In the state of Texas. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, sir.
Who was that?
Dr. Richard Hinton.
Richard Clinton?
Clint.
Hinton. Hinton.
Okay, Dr. Richard Hinton. What
Yes,
hospital was
sir.
he at?
Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital.
Texas Health Presbyterian?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that the one in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas. Okay, thank you for that. And then let me see here. Let me know if this address sounds correct. I have 8200 Walnut Hill Lane.
Yes, that was Texas at 5231.
It was that one? 820. Yep. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then for that phone number for that hospital, I have here is 214-345-6789. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No, sir.
No? Okay, let me see here. All right. And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you, or was it also Dr. Richard Hinton?
Yes, sir.
Same doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste the address on there too, and the phone number. Okay, same phone number. Okay. See, we're almost done here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Now, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically or both?
Yes, sir.
You could do both?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see here. And then for this final part, we do need a an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone does not live with me.
Someone that does not live with you. Okay, then who would this be? Could
A
be
friend.
friend. Okay, let me friend. And then what's their name?
Isis, Isis.
Last name?
Lewis.
Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Lewis?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then what's their phone number?
469-235-3375.
Okay, 469-235-3375.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you happen to know their email address? If not, I can just put yours.
No, sir.
Okay, I'll just put yours. Do you know their address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
No, sir.
Okay, I'll just put yours. The 1931 Cheshire Creek Place, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let me see here. Okay, I'm done with the questions. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to sign, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me see here. All right. Yeah, now we're almost done. Just 2 to 3 more minutes. Okay, let me review this with you. So your first name is Tarkera. I have it spelled Tarkera, correct?
Yes, sir.
Middle name Renee, Renee, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then last name Nichols, Nichols.
Yes, sir.
Okay, your address is 1931 Cheshire Creek Place, Mesquite, Texas, 75181.
Yes, sir.
Okay, telephone number is 214-869-2642.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then email is Kira with 2 A's 2400@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, date of birth is December 20, 2001.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your social is 630-806189.
Yes, sir.
All right, there we go. All right, now if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these files, both via email and text. You can open up whichever one is easier for you. You should see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents. Let me know when you receive them.
Obviously, you don't phone them out now.
Okay, yeah. Be on the lookout. There's a box where you have to fill in your signature, and there's another box where you have to fill in your initials. So be aware of that, okay?
Yes, sir.
And then you know you're done when there's a big yellow button that says finish. Okay.
Already, I pushed deep.
Oh, you already finished it? Let me see. Okay, let me see. I do see them here. Let me just double check to make sure that they're filled out correctly. Okay, I see your signature there. Initials there. Signature and a signature. Okay, yeah, everything looks perfect. I'm gonna go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're gonna call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. Maybe not on the weekend, so they're gonna call you sometime next week. It's very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start this process until they verify this information with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I would, if they don't give you a call in the next 3 to 4 business days, I would say the longest, give it 1 week. I will also text you my personal work number so you can reach out to me with any questions or concerns. If it's been over a week, you can text me and I can see what's going on with that, okay?
Alrighty.
Most likely you'll get a call from a 1-800 number. I will also attach on the text their personal number. So if it's over a week, you can also call them too, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, well, take care. I appreciate your time and I wish you the best with this, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.